Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School, ready for the second half of our basketball doubleheader. If you weren't with us in the girls' game completed just a few minutes ago, the Johnson Brock Eagle girls improved their record to 9-1 on the year. They posted a 60-14 win over the Pawnee City Indians. Up next, the boys' varsity contest. The Johnson Brock boys, 9-0, undefeated on the year. Pawnee City's having a good season. They are 6-1, so we're looking for an exciting matchup. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula, along with Clara Helmer tonight from Johnson Brock. It's time to take a look at the starting lineup for our boys' varsity contest. First of all, for the Pawnee City Indians, they're coached by head coach Hadley Sikora. As we said, they are 6-1 on the year. He'll go with Drew Meniga. Meniga is a 6'2 senior, averaging 8.9 points and 5.1 rebounds per ball game. Trent Tegmeyer in the starting lineup, a junior at 5'11". He averages 4.1 rebounds, 1.3 points so far per contest. Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling is the big gun on offense for the Indians. He's a 5'10 senior, 6.3 rebounds. He's averaging 21 points per ball game, and he comes into tonight's ball game with 986 career points. He needs a 14-point outing tonight to reach that 1,000-point milestone, one that not many high school athletes are able to reach. Atreyu Kling, he goes by Trey. Trey is a 5'11 junior, 7.5 rebounds, 5.9 points per contest for the Indians. And to round out their starting five is Jet Farwell. Farwell, a 5'10 senior, 17 points per game, and he's in double figures on rebounds. He pulls down 10.1 rebounds per ball game. As we said, the Indians 6-1 on the year, and they're coached by head coach Hadley Sikora. Now here's Clara to take a look at your Johnson Brock starters.
Yeah, Johnson Brock coached by Lucas Dollinghouse. He's going to go with 6'4 senior number 4 Austin Meyer, who's averaging 8.3 rebounds a game and 7.4 points per game. Senior number 5 Camden Dollinghouse, 4.6 rebounds a game. He has the lead on the team, 15.3 points per game. Then we have junior 6'4 Brody Kaler. He's averaging about 5.9 rebounds per game and 15.2 points per game. He increased that average by last game quite a bit, so he's second on the team leading point scorer. Kaysen Dollinghouse, number 13, he's averaging 3.5 rebounds per game and 12.4 points per game. And then senior number 15, Garrison Bowie, with 1 rebound per game, and he averages about 6 points per game.
You know, Clara, I've talked to several coaches who have faced Johnson Brock this year, and they say it's kind of a, they look at it as a three-headed monster. Brody Kaler and the Dollinghouse twins, those kids at any given time can pull up and hit a three from anywhere in forecourt. You mentioned Kaler averaging 15.2 points, Kaysen at 12.4, and Camden at 15.3, so it's kind of a triple-headed threat there for Johnson Brock. Getting set for the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system, we'll take a one-minute break and be back for the opening tip-off after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Are you called to serve others as you build a successful business? Thrivent, a membership-owned fraternal benefit society serving Christians, is growing in Southeast Nebraska, and we're seeking financial advisors to join us. You'll help clients create financial plans guided by their values and share generosity with causes they hold dear. We offer values-driven culture, competitive benefits, comprehensive training and support, and outstanding earning potential. To learn more, call 402-315-8711.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back once again to Johnson. Johnson Brock High School getting set for the second half of our doubleheader. The Pawnee City Indians and the Johnson Brock Eagles boys varsity basketball coming up. A reminder, next week we'll have select coverage of the Mudecas tournament in Beatrice. We'll pick up the action on Thursday with the semifinal games, and then we'll have the games played on Friday and Saturday, championships and third place games carried here on Sunday. Getting ready to tip it up, stepping in to jump it up for Johnson Brock will be Brody Kaler. Kaler will jump against Anthony Kling. Kling, 5'10 and a senior. Brody Kaler, 6'4, height advantage. Here's the tip, and it's controlled by Pawnee City. Indians come up with the ball. Jeff Farwell will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense here for Johnson Brock. They open it up defensively. With the ball is Trey Kling. Kling gives it to the top. Anthony Kling to the right elbow. Trent Tegmeyer handles the ball. They feed it back to Drew Menega. Menega can't get inside the paint. All the way in, driving layup, put up off the glass, no good. Jet Farwell falls to the floor. We'll have a whistle and a foul, and Jet Farwell will be at the line shooting two shots.
Now they're going to put that foul on number 11, Brody Taylor. First personal foul, first team foul.
So at the free throw line, Jet Farwell averaging 17 points per ball game. 5'10 senior, first shot is up, and rimmed it off, did not go. Rolled around, thought that was going to fall in, and then it came off the side. He'll have a second shot coming. Jet Farwell, second free throw is up. This one is off also, but the rebound comes down to Pawnee City. Getting that rebound and coming down with the ball was Anthony Kling. Then we have a turnover, and they'll give it back to Johnson Brock. Eagles with the basketball. Inbound the pass. Toss it into Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen works to the left side on the wing. Gives it up to Garrison Bowie. He goes in, has his shot blocked and rejected. Kling the other direction on the fast break. Driving lay-in up, off, no good. Rebound brought down by Pawnee City. Comes to the top of the circle to Menega. Long three, Menega off the iron. No, Kaler goes after the rebound. Pulls it down in the corner. Brody Kaler will push the ball up the court for the Eagles. Into forecourt. Camden Dollinghouse back to Kaler it comes. Over to the left wing now. Bowie with the ball. Dollinghouse finds Kaler. Kaler at the free throw line. Flips it over to Camden Dollinghouse. Now Kaysen goes to the left side baseline. Can't get there. The ball stolen away by Kling. Fast break the other direction. Pawnee City in the paint. Arriving layup. Up and good by Anthony Kling. He's now 12 away from that magic number of 1,000 points. Needs 14 tonight. He's got his first two. 6:38 to go. First quarter just underway. 2-0. Pawnee City on top. Johnson Brock's basketball. Garrison Bowie. Bowie gives up to Kaler. Kaler finds Kaysen Dollinghouse. Now Camden Dollinghouse. Long three. And that's what we were talking about. Camden Dollinghouse put that one up from 6 feet outside the top of the arc. I kid you not, folks. He was 6 feet outside the arc when he launched that one. In the paint, an offensive foul is going to be called on Jet Farwell. Farwell tried to drive into the lane, collided with one of the defenders, and Jet Farwell gets tagged.
Yeah, that's going to be Farwell's first personal foul, first team foul for Pawnee City.
6:13 to go, first quarter. 3-2 your score. Johnson Brock up by one. I'm Randy Gatula alongside Clara Heller tonight, coming your way on Sunny 101.3 and on the Johnson Brock Strive TV video stream. Here's Brody Kaler for three from the elbow. That's off, no good. Rebound coming down is Anthony Kling. Kling holds up for a minute, now brings it across the timeline. Anthony Kling gives up to Drew Menega. Menega to the right side. That's Jet Farwell on the dribble. Farwell goes between the rings to the top of the circle. Right wing, Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer up top again. Trey Kling with the ball now. Finds Farwell. Farwell lost the dribble to the right elbow. There's a long three that's short off the front of the rim, launched by Trent Tegmeyer, and the rebound comes down to Kaler. Fast break, Camden Dollinghouse feeds it inside. Oh, nice job defensively. Here's a three-on-two fast break. The other way, laying up. Oh, couldn't get it. Putting the shot up with Jet Farwell. Rebound the other direction. Back down comes Bowie. Ball is loose, tipped out of bounds off of Pawnee City. Fast-paced basketball is like a tennis match. We're up and down the floor here.
And we've got 5:18 left to go in this first quarter, 3-2, your score.
Into forecourt with the ball as Kaysen Dollinghouse gives up to Kaler. Kaler comes to Bowie. Bowie couldn't get to the left baseline, has to go back to the top of the key. There's a long three again, short off the front of the rim by Camden Dollinghouse. Pawnee City on the fast break, driving laying up, will not go, and stepping on the baseline was Johnson Brock. It'll go back to the Pawnee City Indians. Anthony Kling had an opportunity for a lay-in there, couldn't get it to fall. Pawnee City's basketball, they'll play it in on the baseline under their own basket. Drew Menninga to toss it in. Menninga lobs it up top out near midcourt. Gets it out here to Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling came in here tonight needing 14 points to get to 1,000. Pawnee City ducking in. Farwell goes up, couldn't get it. Went around two defenders, falls to the floor, no whistle. Brody Kaler with the rebound. Kaler brings it down quickly to Dollinghouse in the corner. They've tried to put a bounce pass across, safe from going out of bounds. Now with the ball on the top of the key is Bowie from the corner left side along three up. That won't go, put up by Kaysen Dollinghouse. And the rebound to Pawnee City. We've played 3.5 minutes. It's 3-2. Johnson Brock up by one. Pawnee City down court for the Indians is Jet Farwell. Man-to-man defense here by Johnson Brock. Here's a long three from the right side off the rim. Rebound, though, comes down to the Indians and stolen away nicely by Dollinghouse. Gets it to Kaler. Tipped it into Kaler's hands. Kaler goes to the corner. Dollinghouse, left side, Kaysen Dollinghouse. Big collision on the baseline. We're going to have an offensive foul called on Johnson Brock.
Yeah, I believe that's going to be on number 13, Kaysen Dollinghouse. His first personal foul. Two team fouls now for Johnson Brock.
I expected to see more points, quite honestly, Clara. We've played 4 minutes here, and it's still just 3-2. So far, the Johnson Brock offensive machine hasn't got clicking. Pawnee City's done a good job defensively on these Eagles. Indians with the basketball. Handling in the fourth quarter is Tegmeyer. Gives it up top to Trey Kling. Trey Kling to Anthony Kling. Anthony, being guarded closely by Austin Meyer, goes inside. Oh, he tried to feed it on the baseline to the right side to Trent Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer got crossed up, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Johnson Brock. Inbounding it, Drew Menninga in the corner right side. Menninga inbounds the pass, Trent Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer gets trapped, tried to feed it inside. The ball comes up loose and stolen away by Austin Meyer. Meyer outlet pass. This is Kaysen Dollinghouse into forecourt. Kaysen gives it to Bowie. Bowie across to the right side. Camden Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse goes to Kaler with it. Finds Kaysen. Now back to Camden. Open look. Camden Dollinghouse off the rim. No, the threes aren't falling yet for Johnson Brock at this point. Rebound Kling into forecourt. Jet Farwell with the dribble. Farwell works to the right side. He's double-teamed, triple-teamed, goes up in traffic, off the glass and good. Nice move to the bucket by Jeff Farwell, and Pawnee City is on top. 4-3, Indians with the lead. We played 5 minutes, 2:55 to go here in the first quarter. Johnson Brock trailing. Here come the Eagles. They're trying to get it going offensively. A three from the corner left side, no. Rebound, follow shot, put back, it won't go. And rebound Pawnee City. Trey Kling comes up with the basketball. Indians up by two into forecourt. Across court pass goes to Jet Farwell. Comes to the near side, Drew Menninga. Now Trey Kling with the ball. A Treyu Kling on the left side goes to the corner. Farwell with a long three. That won't go. Nobody around the board for rebounds except Johnson Brock Eagles. And coming down is Camden Dollinghouse. Big collision. No whistle. Camden Dollinghouse gets the lay-in. Knocked the defender to the floor. And boy, Pawnee City can't be happy about that. Timeout taken on the floor.
Now we're going to take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You asked, we listened. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry, we'll bring the other stuff too.
Sunny 101.3.
Most Johnson Brock and Pawnee City will be playing in the Mudecus tournament next week in Beatrice. The JV girls will face HCRS on Monday at 6:30 in the Beatrice City Auditorium, and Pawnee City girls will play Sterling Monday at 4:15 at the Beatrice Middle School. On Tuesday, Johnson Brock's boys will square off with BDS at 6:30 in the City Auditorium, and the Pawnee City boys will play EMS at 8 p.m. also in that auditorium.
Well done, Clara. Clara Heller alongside sharing that Mudecus information. It's great fun for me to watch the kids come on air with us and do the job like that. Here's Johnson, or Pawnee City, with a shot up from the right side that won't go by Trey Kling. Now they go into Anthony Kling. He takes it to the bucket. Big collision. This is going to be a physical basketball game. I can see that. And going to the free throw line is going to be Anthony Kling. Who'd they tag, Clara?
They're going to put that on 32, Robert Gravatt. That's his first personal foul, 3 team fouls now for Johnson Brock.
So Robert Gravatt, who checked in, gets the foul. At the free throw line, Anthony Kling. Free throw is up. He got the roll. That one hit the front of the rim. Then it hit the back of the rim. Then it hit the front of the rim again and finally found its way down the hole into the net. 3 points for Anthony Kling. Looking for his fourth right here. Shot is on the way. It's up. It's good. He got them both. He's got four. And Pawnee City back on top, 6-5. That would raise some eyebrows, folks listening into this one. 6-5, Pawnee City leading Johnson Brock. Under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Eagles just not getting that three-point machine working here yet. When it starts clicking, look out. Baseline left side, Dollinghouse goes up top with it. Around the horn to Camden Dollinghouse. Over to Kaler, back up to Camden between the rings. Now Cason Dollinghouse. Oh, nice give and go. Cason Dollinghouse fed it inside to Robert Gravatt, and Gravatt has his first 2 points. Johnson Brock goes back up by one. It's a seesaw contest. Johnson Brock leads it now 7-6, 1:22 to go in the first quarter. Into traffic is Jet Farwell. He's double teamed. Up to Trey Kling. Trey Kling beats it underneath in traffic. Back it comes to Trey. Trey moves to the bucket. Shot is up and good. Nice move to the basket by Trey Kling. His first 2 points. 8-7. The lead goes right back to Pawnee City. They just back and forth on this seesaw contest with the leads. That's 4 lead changes here already in just the last few minutes. Brody Kaler with the ball. Goes to Camden Dollinghouse. Here's Camden, the step back. Thought about the three. Nope. Cason Dollinghouse for three. Left wing. It's off. No good. Rebound. Pawnee City coming down. Trent Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer. Outlet pass. Down court in a hurry with it. Jet Farwell all the way for the driving layup. Got it, and he's fouled. Jet Farwell took it down the lane, got it in for the lay-in, and drew a foul. He will be at the line for the and one.
They're going to put that on Robert Gravatt, his second personal foul. 4 team fouls now for Johnson Brock.
So at the free throw line, Jet Farwell shooting one. It's up and good. He got it. Farwell's got 5 now, and it's 11-7. 11-7 now, Pawnee City leading Johnson Brock with 32 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Johnson Brock with the basketball. This is Camden Dollinghouse being guarded. Whistle, a foul, and that man-to-man, a little too much pressure, I think, being applied by Trey Kling.
Yep, that's going to be the Trey Kling's first personal foul. 2 team fouls now for Pawnee City.
25 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Pawnee City up 11-7. Camden Dollinghouse, floater in the paint. Couldn't get it to go. A bunny. Follow shot is up. He got that one. Camden Dollinghouse now with 7 points. Makes it a 2-point Pawnee City lead. 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Shot clock is turned off. Here come the Indians. They'll play for a final shot. Tegmeyer in the corner. Anthony Kling for three. Got it. Anthony Kling hits a three in the corner. And Pawnee City goes up 14-9. We'll take a 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
After one quarter, Pawnee City leading Johnson Brock 14-9. Indians have the basketball. We move to second quarter action. Anthony Kling with the ball at the top of the circle. A cross-court pass goes to the left side with it. No place to go over there for Tegmeyer. Back to the top of the key. They find Anthony Kling. Shot clock with 18 seconds. Anthony Kling driving layup. Got it blocked. Ball is loose and went out of bounds. And I think the foul is going to be called on Anthony Kling.
Yep, that's going to be Anthony. I believe it. Yeah, they're going to have him. That's his first personal foul, first team foul of the quarter.
All right, here comes Johnson Brock trailing by 5, 14-9. They give it to Kaler, around to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse, top of the key, feeds it up to Austin Meyer. Meyer flips to the right corner with it. Holding the ball at the top of the circle is Brody Kaler. Kaysen Dollinghouse back to Kaler. Kaler, fall away, jump shot. No, rebound blocked away nicely. The rebound was Austin Meyer. He tried to go up with it. Drew Menega went up and swatted at the ball. I think Menega is going to be tagged for the foul.
Yep, that's going to be his first personal foul. Two team fouls now for Pawnee City.
At the free throw line for Johnson Brock, Austin Meyer, 6'4 senior, averages 7.4 points per ball game. First free throw is up and good. Austin Meyer has his first point of the night. That pulls Johnson Brock back to within 4 at 14-10. Folks, we got a ball game so far tonight here in Johnson. Austin Meyer's second free throw is in and out, doesn't go, and the rebound comes down to Pawnee City's Jet Farwell. Farwell brings it into fourth court himself. Man-to-man defense by Johnson Brock. They're turning up the pressure a little bit. Farwell gives it to Trey Kling. Trey Kling goes to Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling works under the basket. Put a pass out that's stolen away by Brody Kaler. Here comes Kaler, one-on-one. He'll take it in for the driving lay, and up and good. Brody Kaler, a little magic there as he did that. Acrobatic move in the air, laid it off the glass. Johnson Brock back within two. It's a two-point Pawnee City lead, 14-12 with 6:38 to go in the first half. Trey Kling gives the ball to Jet Farwell at the free throw line. Farwell in the paint, fall away shot. Farwell, the basketball stuck at the backboard. That's called a held ball, jump ball. Possession arrow favors Johnson Brock, and now the Eagles with a chance to tie or take the lead on this possession. Game coming your way tonight on Sunny 101.3 KLZA-FM in Falls City, Nebraska, and on the Johnson Brock Strive TV video stream. Glad to have you with us, whichever platform or both that you've chosen for tonight's game. Johnson Brock with the basketball on the right wing. Handling it to the left side now. It comes to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse, spin move, fall away shot. Oh, nice move to the bucket. Camden Dollinghouse laid it in. He's got 9, and we're tied at 14 apiece, all tied up at 14 with 5:56 to go here in the first half. Pawnee City's basketball, they're setting it up. Drew Menega comes up to Trey Kling. Trey Kling goes to the corner left side. Anthony Kling, right wing, bounce pass, near side, Trent Tegmeyer. Now Jet Farwell handles the ball. He picked up his dribble, has the ball taken away with the steal for Johnson Brock is Austin Meyer. Meyer gets the ball to the corner left side. Kaysen Dollinghouse for 3. It's off, no good. Rebound, Pawnee City. Here's Anthony Kling, one-on-one, goes into the driving layup. Wait a minute, we're going to have a foul on the floor before the shot. I think they're just going to play it in on the baseline. Who's the foul on?
Yeah, that one's going to be on number 15, Garrison Bowie. His first personal foul is going to be one team foul for the quarter for Johnson Brock.
All right, Pawnee City will inbound it. Drew Menega will toss it in on the baseline right side under his own basket. Count is on. He had to hurry to get that in to Jet Farwell. Farwell being guarded closely out here by Austin Meyer. A cross-court pass. Lob pass goes inside. Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling moves to the basket. Oh, he tried to put a bounce pass in that stole it away nicely with the steal the other direction. Garrison Bowie. Bowie brings it across the timeline to the left elbow. Camden Dollinghouse for three. Off, no good. Boy, the ball just not falling for Johnson Brock on those threes like it usually does. Bowie on the dribble. Up to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden goes to Case. Case and Dollinghouse. Now Brody Kaler with the ball. Camden penetrates, floater, shot up and good. Camden Dollinghouse having a good night. He's got 11 already in the ballgame. He has 11 of Johnson Brock's 16 points. And now it's 16-14, Johnson Brock up by two, 4:35 to play in the first half. Jet Farwell with a pass to the right side, finds Trent Tegmeyer, top of the key, Anthony Kling. Back to Farwell, left side. Shot is up and off. Anthony Kling couldn't get it in there with the rebound. Pulling it down is Austin Meyer. Down court in a hurry. It goes to the right side to Camden Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse picks up the dribble to Brody Kaler, top of the key. Kason Dollinghouse feeds left side. Now Meyer. Austin Meyer holds the ball. Camden Dollinghouse driving layup. No whistle. Foul on the baseline. Probably on Anthony Kling. He was the one in the neighborhood anyway, but we'll see when the referee gives us a sign here.
That's going to be on Atreyu Kling. That's going to be his second personal foul, four team fouls for Pawnee City.
Not a shooting foul. Johnson Brock will just play it in on the baseline under their own basket. Grady Behrens in the lineup now for the Eagles. Behrens comes onto the floor. Kason Dollinghouse comes to Camden. Camden tries to go into traffic, has the ball knocked away loose. Brody Kaler comes up with it, goes to Grady Behrens with the pass. Now working the right side, Camden Dollinghouse. Huge collision, offensive foul. Going to go on Camden. Well,
it's going to be Dollinghouse's first personal foul.
That Pawnee City defender, there was a collision, let there be no doubt about it. But that is maybe trying out for a little theatrics there also. Went to the floor pretty hard. Must be in the one act. 16-14, two-point lead. There's a long three that rims in and out. That one put up by Drew Minigan. And the rebound comes down to Kason Dollinghouse. Kason Dollinghouse up top to Garrison Bowie. Bowie holds the ball, works between the rings, top of the circle to the right wing to Kason Dollinghouse. Camden Dollinghouse for three, up and off, no good. Pawnee City with the rebound. Tegmeyer comes down with it, gets the outlet pass to Jet Farwell, and he'll walk it up the court. Farwell across the timeline, works between the rings at the top of the circle. Goes past Trey Kling with it. Farwell spin move off the glass up and good. Nice move to the basket there by Jet Farwell. I've got Farwell with 7 points now. We're tied at 16 all. Tied at 16 with 2:57 to go here in the first half. Pawnee City doing a good job of staying with this red-hot Johnson Brock basketball team so far. In the paint, a floater, this up and off, no good. Indians with the rebound. Anthony Kling has the ball in backcourt, gives up to Jet Farwell with 2:39 to play in the first half. Again, we're all tied at 16 apiece here at Johnson. Johnson Brock 9-0 coming into this one. Pawnee City 6-1. They got it to Farwell. He goes up with a shot, or rather to Kling. He went up with a shot and got fouled, and we're going to put Anthony Kling at the free throw line to shoot two shots.
And that foul is going to be Kason Dollinghouse's second personal, three team fouls for the Eagles.
At the line, Anthony Kling shooting two. First one is up, off, no good. He made his first two at the line tonight. He's now two out of three from the line, has 6 points. We mentioned it once before. I'll bring it up one more time. I don't want to jinx you, young man, but Anthony Kling came in here needing 14 points to hit 1,000 for a career total. And he has 6 so far. Second free throw coming up. This one is good. He's now 3 out of 4 from the line. He's got 7 in the ballgame. And it's 17-16. Pawnee City up by 1. 2:24 to play first half. Here comes Johnson Brock. When those three start dropping, look out. Eagles with the basketball in the corner. Dollinghouse. That's Camden Dollinghouse. Gives it up top. Around the horn it comes to Brody Kaler. Kaler tried to get around the defender. Pass goes to Austin Meyer. Here's a long three. Off the iron, no. Ball tip, whistle, and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock. Eagles are going to be tagged for this one. Who'd they get?
That's going to be on, I believe, Robert Gravatt.
They're slow putting it up for you, aren't they?
That's his third personal foul, and he's going to be subbed out for Grady Behrens.
Great basketball tonight here at Johnson Brock. Folks, I can't tell you how much fun this old announcer has when I get a chance to work with these kids from the Strive programs. Tonight it's Clara Heller, Tomorrow night, Lillian Bowden's going to be working with me. Lillian from HTRS. Fun to see the kids get their radio experience here. Pawnee City with the basketball. Trey Kling gives it up to Drew Menigan to the right side. Jet Farwell underneath Anthony Kling in traffic. Kling's shot is up, no. And the rebound comes down to Johnson Brock. Great job battling for the ball by Austin Meyer. I'm not sure how Meyer got that away and held on to it. All the way in, driving lay-in. Camden Dollinghouse up off, no good, no whistle. Fast break. Here comes Jet Farwell to Kling. Kling lays it up, couldn't get it. On the layup, it wouldn't go. Rebound Johnson Brock. Back the other direction. All the way down, Kaler feeds it right side. Meyer shot is up, follow shot, up and good. He got the basket and he fouled. Austin Meyer got his own rebound, got the putback, got it to drop, and drew the foul. Oh, wait a minute. What are they saying? The foul came on the floor? I thought we were going to have an and one coming up here. Basket counted. It's 18-17. Johnson Brock back up by one. A minute 12 to go here in the first half. Apparently that foul came on the floor. In traffic. Farwell feeds it to the right side. This is Trey Kling working in. Kling all the way for the driving layup. No. Wait. Pawnee City has missed some layups under here. Johnson Brock hasn't been able to hit the threes. They only have one three in the whole first half of this ballgame on a team that shoots threes like there's nothing to it here. All right. With the ball is Camden Dollinghouse at the top of the key. To Brody Kaler, left wing. Brody Kaler, jump shot from the corner, up and good. Brody Kaler got it down. He's got four now in the ballgame. And the lead, 20-17. I misspoke a minute ago. It's Johnson Brock that's up by three. 20-17, Johnson Brock with a three-point lead. Shot clock shows 24. And we have just 1 second differential between the shot clock and the game clock. Pawnee City will obviously play for the final shot here. Jet Farwell, guarded by Brody Kaler. Brody's tempted to try and steal that ball. Gets to the right side. Trey Kling. Trey Kling gives it up to Farwell again. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. They get it up to Anthony Kling. Fall away shot. He got the three at the buzzer. Anthony Kling nailed the three at the buzzer as the light came on and ties the game at 20 to piece. It's halftime, folks, and we're all tied up at Johnson Brock. We'll step aside for a 2-minute timeout and be back with a halftime scoring recap right after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention nurses. Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny 101.3.
Near the top of the hour, it's time to remind you that you're in tune with KLZA-FM, Fall City, Nebraska, Sunny 101.3. I'm Randy Gatula. We're seated here courtside as we're being entertained by all the young ladies that want to be cheerleaders here someday. It looks like the majority of them are either kindergarten, first, or second grade, somewhere in that area. Time now for our halftime scoring recap. Here's Clara Heller to take a look at the scoring.
For Pawnee City, we had Anthony Kling with the leaders for the points for the half with 11. Atreyu Kling with 2, and Jet Farwell with 7 for their total of 20. For Johnson Brock, Austin Meyer had 3, Camden Dollinghouse with 11, Brody Taylor with 4, and Robert Gravatt with 2 for the tied score, 20-20.
All tied up at 20 apiece, maybe somewhat surprising here for the Johnson Brock fans. I said at the beginning, Johnson Brock 9-0, kind of running over everybody here. And I said, all Pawnee City's been doing is just quietly sitting back winning ball games. They came in here 6-1, made a good accounting of themselves so far. I think the difference has been is traditionally Johnson Brock launches threes and they hit about half of them. Tonight they are 1 for something, and they put up a bunch. Only 1 3-pointer, that was by Camden Dollinghouse, and he has 11 points. So our halftime score, 20-20 here at Johnson Brock. We're going to send it back to MJ Evans, our producer-engineer at the Sunny Studios. She'll have it for a 2-minute commercial break, then we'll update you with the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. Don't go away. We got a dandy going here at Johnson tonight on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to be recognized by the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services with the 2024 Rural Provider Excellence and Quality Award. CMC is one of 10 critical access hospitals recognized for delivering high-quality health care and first-class patient experience in our state's rural communities. CMC is dedicated to delivering cutting-edge health care while maintaining the highest standards for patient care, quality, and safety every single day. Learn more at www.cmcfc.org.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your weather for the tri-state area. We're going to be a little bit above our average low temperatures for tonight and as we head to the week towards the weekend. By Friday night, our low temperatures will drop into the low 10s, but then Saturday night, we'll rebound back in the low 20s, which will put us above for this time of year. Average highs around this time of year, 34 degrees, and average lows around 13 degrees. Into tonight, the chance of snow showers will continue through the overnight under cloudy skies with a low around 20 degrees, with northwest winds at 5 to 10 and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. By Friday, we'll see partly sunny skies with a high near 29, with afternoon winds picking up at 5 to 10 and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour again. Friday night looks partly cloudy with a low around 13 degrees, with less southwest winds at 5 to 10. Heading into Saturday, partly sunny skies are expected with a high near 33 degrees with south-southwest winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
It's a new year, and Nemaha County Hospital wants to help you start it off right with health and safety in mind. Whether you schedule your annual wellness exam, commit to regular exercise, or make safe choices at home and on the road, small steps lead to big changes. Let's make 2025 your healthiest and safest year yet. Call your primary care physician today to schedule your wellness check. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Welcome back to Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime. Our halftime score, the Johnson Brock Eagles, 20. The Pawnee City Indians, 20. All tied up at the half. Hi again, everybody. Randy Gatula here with you, along with Clara Heller from the Johnson Brock High School Strive TV staff. And Clara shared a stat with me here. You've got an interesting one.
Pawnee City on the season is rebounding 34.6 per game as a team, and Johnson Brock only rebounding 32.1 per game.
Not a big difference, but that's been a difference in this ball game, especially with Johnson Brock not having their normal luck from three-point range. I didn't keep track of them. I kind of, in the back of my head, I believe they are one of six. I think they put up six of them. I was kind of marking them down for a while, and only one three-pointer went in the hole for Johnson Brock, and that's just not very uncharacteristic for the Johnson Brock Eagles. Don't forget, tomorrow night we'll have high school basketball, the HTRS Titans at Sterling. Lillian Bowen's going to join me for the broadcast, a HTRS student, at least for the boys' game. She, one of their leading scorers on the girls' team. I imagine she's going to want to play in that girls' game. But Lillian will be with me tomorrow night. Tonight it's Clara Heller here at Johnson Brock, and we're having fun now. We move to live action, back to the third quarter. Pawnee City with the basketball. The Indians into forecourt, trying to set something up here with a dribble is Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer, bounce pass goes into Anthony Kling. Follow-away shot, Anthony Kling, in and out. That wouldn't drop, and the rebound to Austin Meyer. Johnson Brock, all tied up at halftime, wants to come down and take the lead here. Kason Dollinghouse at the top of the key puts up a long three. It's off, no good. Rebound, Brody Kaler, follow shot, put back up and good. Brody Kaler's got 6 points. He's got the first 2 points of the second half, and now Johnson Brock is up 22-20. Here come the Indians trying to answer. Farwell in the corner on the baseline right side. He's tied up. People diving after it. Whistle and held ball is called. Possession arrow goes to Johnson Brock. They were tied at halftime. Johnson Brock now up by two. Eagles have the basketball. Camden Dollinghouse down court with it to the near side. Goes to Kason Dollinghouse, twin brother, with the pass. Back to Camden on the baseline on the left side. He brings it between the rings to the top of the key. Johnson Brock and him going against a man-to-man defense here by Pawnee City. Now a three-second violation. Boy, you don't see that very often. I don't think I've seen a three-second call all this season.
I believe that was on Austin Meyer.
I did notice they were camping out under there. So.
Yeah.
All right, 22-20. Johnson Brock by two. Pawnee City trying to tie or take the lead. Fallaway shot, Jeff Farwell. It's off, no good. Actually, neither one of these teams are shooting the ball all that well tonight here at Johnson. Here comes Kaler under the basket. He's in traffic. Oh, gives it to Meyer. Point blank range. Austin Meyer with the assist from Brody Kaler. Lays it in, and Johnson Brock goes up by four. 24-20. Eagles lead it. Here come the Indians with the basketball into forecourt. Trent Tegmeyer to the near side. Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling at the free throw line. Bounce pass, had the ball kicked away, went off the foot of one of the Johnson Rock Eagles. It'll stay with Pawnee City. 21 seconds on the shot clock for the Indians. They'll play it in on the baseline under their own basket. Drew Menega will trigger it in. Menega wants to go to Farwell inside. Got it to Kling instead. Anthony Kling off the glass up, in and out. Boy, Anthony Kling's had some bunnies under there that won't drop for him. Here comes Johnson Rock on the attack offensively. Camden Dollinghouse with the dribble between the rings, top of the circle to the near side. Dollinghouse gives over to Garrison Bowie. Big contact there, no whistle. Now it goes to Meyer. Meyer to the near side. This is Kaler across court. Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen, fall away. Floater up and good. Kaysen Dollinghouse. That's his first 2 points of the ballgame. Kaysen averages 12 points a contest. That's his first basket tonight. 26-20. Johnson Rock has opened up a 6-point advantage. Jet Farwell got trapped in traffic. Comes up to Trey Kling with it. Gives back to Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling backs in between defenders. Flips it out to the right side on the corner to Drew Menega. Menega goes to Farwell. Farwell tries to dribble around two defenders. Got free at the free throw line to Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling floating, laying up. In and out. No good. Anthony Kling has had a half a dozen of those tonight that just won't go in the hole for him. Now Trey Kling tried to feed it underneath to Farwell. Farwell's shot is up. He gets knocked to the floor. Whistle and a foul. We'll have to see. I believe they're going to call a foul on Johnson Brock as Farwell fell to the floor.
Yeah, they're going to put that on Kaysen Dollinghouse. That's going to be his third personal foul, first team foul of the quarter.
At the free throw line for Pawnee City will be Jet Farwell. Jet has 7 points. He's 1 out of 3 from the line tonight. This one is up and good. Now 8 points in the ballgame, and that's the first point of the second half for Pawnee City, and we've played nearly 3 minutes where Pawnee City's gone scoreless. Second free throw coming up for Jet Farwell. He'll try and pull the Indians back within 4. He did not. It's no good. The score 26-21. Johnson Rock with a 5-point advantage. Here come the Eagles. Camden Dollinghouse. Lob pass to Brody Kaler in the corner. He's on the baseline, left side. Free throw line. Fall away. Jump shot. Kaler. It's short. Rebound, though, to Johnson Rock. Camden Dollinghouse on the right side. Camden works the left-handed dribble between the rings to the top of the circle. Comes to Brody Kaler in the right corner. Kaler, left-handed dribble. One dribble. Now needs help. Goes into Meyer in the corner. Austin Meyer lobs it back to the top of the circle. Back to Garrison Bowie. Here comes Camden Dollinghouse driving, lay-in up. No, couldn't get it. Whistle foul. Indians laying all over the floor as Dollinghouse came down the lane and ran over a couple of Pawnee City defenders. The foul is going to be called on the Indians, and at the free throw line will be Camden Dollinghouse.
Now they're putting that one on Trent Tegmeyer, his first personal, first team foul for PC.
At the free throw line, Dollinghouse, first shot is up and good. Camden Dollinghouse now with an even dozen. He's got 12 in the ballgame, and the lead is back to 6. This equals the biggest lead of the game for Johnson Brock. Second free throw is up. It's good also. And now the Eagles with their biggest lead yet, up by 7, 28-21, with 4.5 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Only a single point so far. Long shot, 3, up off, no good by Menega. Only a single point scored by Pawnee City thus far in this third period, and we've got 4:15 left to go in the stanza. With the ball, down court comes Johnson Brock's Brody Kaler. Kaler backs in. Flips it up to the top of the key to Grady Behrens. Across court, Austin Meyer. Meyer finds Brody Kaler. Kaler dribbles into the corner. Fall away jumper up and good. Brody Kaler kind of taking things over here in this quarter. He's got 8 now, 4 in this period. 30-21. The lead is 9 for Johnson Brock. Indians basketball. Jet Farwell. Timeout's going to be taken on the floor by Pawnee City.
We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for a fun activity for your 4 to 6-year-old? Sign up for the Shadow Boogie Kids Camp at Heller Martial Arts. Starting February 3rd, this 6-week camp teaches your child the basics of Taekwondo and defense against bullies. Campers get a t-shirt and a board break. Sign up today. Space in the Shadow Boogie Kids Camp is limited. 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts in Fall City. 402-380-3383.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy. Andy Gatula, seated courtside alongside Clara Heller tonight here at Johnson Brock. MJ Evans is our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Anthony Lunsman running things here for the Strive program. We've got, or he was, he stepped back into the bench. We gave him credit. Now he's looking, should I be doing something here, Andy? 3:47 to go in the third quarter, 30-21, 9-point Johnson Brock lead. Pawnee City has the ball back to live action. Jet Farwell goes to the far side, underneath Tegmeyer with it, moves with a little layup that's up and off, no good, and the rebound comes down to Johnson Brock's Garrison Bowie. Down court to Kaler, look out, here comes Brody Kaler. Bowie top of the key, right side, Camden Dolling for three, off no good, try for tip in, Kaler, follow shot, put back up and good. Brody Kaler, 6 points here in the third quarter. He's in double figures and has 10. It's an 11-point Johnson Brock lead, 32-21. Pawnee City can't find their offense here in the third quarter. They have only scored a single point. There's a feed underneath and a lay-in. Oh, wait a minute. There's going to be a foul on the floor before the bucket. Trent Tegmeyer got the basket down, but he was fouled on the floor before the shot. There it is.
That's going to be on number 15, Garrison Bowie. That's his second personal foul, two team fouls for JB.
Inbound pass comes to Jet Farwell at the free throw line. Spin move, Farwell falls to the floor. The ball goes out of bounds. Big collision. Austin Meyer was set in there like a telephone pole, and he ran into Meyer. The ball got away and went out of bounds. It'll be a turnover. Give it back to Johnson Brock. 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Johnson Brock up by 11, 32-21. Eagles with the basketball, slowing things down a little bit here now. Austin Meyer at the free throw line. Grady Behrens handles the ball to the near side. Comes to Kaler into the corner. Down deep baseline right side. They find Garrison Bowie. Now Grady Behrens at the free throw line. Again to Kaler. Kaler gives it up top. Shot clock has 7. Inside the paint, Meyer. Now Camden Dollinghouse for 3. Off no good. Rebound Meyer. Follow shot. It won't go. Ball tipped around and the rebound comes down to Kling. Anthony Kling got the rebound. Gives it to Trey Kling. Back to Anthony. Anthony Kling, 7 points so far tonight. Needed 14 to try to get to 1,000. Been kind of quiet offensively. Here's Jet Farwell kicking the ball out to the right side. Tegmeyer. Anthony Kling, free throw line. He can't get a look at it. Goes to right side. Shot is up, off. No good by Anthony Kling, but a whistle. And the ball out of bounds. Touched last by Pawnee City. Johnson Brock will get the ball. Into the game for Johnson Brock. Robert Gravatt back onto the floor. He scored 2 points in the first half. Gravatt checks in. He'll give Austin Meyer a breather at the 2 minute mark here of the quarter. Also sitting down is Garrison Bowie. Who came in for him here?
Kaysen Dollinghouse.
Okay, Kaysen's back on the floor. Thank you. Kaysen Dollinghouse with the ball in the corner. Down left side, back up it comes to Kaysen. He'll launch a three. It's off no good. The threes just are not falling for Johnson Brock tonight. They still have only 1 3-point basket. Underneath, Kling. Shot is up. Anthony Kling got his own rebound. Flips it out to Farwell. Fall away, jump shot, free throw line. Anthony Kling, rebound. Follow shot up. It won't go. Anthony Kling, rebound. Brody Kaler. Lots of action under there. Boy, that was rough and tough stuff. There were elbows flying and everybody after that basketball. 32-21. Lead is 11 for Johnson Brock with 1:19 to go in the third quarter. Eagles down court. They're going to use up all the shot clock. 18 seconds. Now from the corner, a long three. That's off no good. The threes will not fall for the Eagles. This has to be their worst three-point shooting night of the season. Only one ball has gone in from three-point range, and believe me, folks, they've shot a bunch of them. Here's Jet Farwell feeding it in the corner. Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling around the defender, feeds it back, and gives it up to Anthony Kling with the ball. There's a big collision. Elbows are flying. Another one. I'm surprised we haven't got a whistle down here yet in the corner. Now Farwell kicks it up top. Gives the ball out front to the top of the key. Shot clock at 3. Anthony Kling, long 3 off the iron. And the rebound comes down. It's knocked out of bounds. Ball is knocked out of bounds by Pawnee City's Trey Kling. I'll tell you, Camden Dollinghouse is still holding his nose and face. I think he caught an elbow to the eye or the nose here a little bit ago. He's going to bring the ball up the floor, but he obviously caught one in the face there. from the left side, a three that's up and off, no good. Rebound, Anthony Quink. Anthony Quink going to bring the ball down court himself, takes it to the free throw lane, driving, lay-in up and good. He just took it coast to coast that time. Anthony Quink now with 13 points. 13 for Anthony Quink. 32-23. The lead is 9 for Johnson Brock. Camden Dollinghouse, 3, off, no good. Anthony Kling with the rebound. Kling, 1-on-3, fast break. Wanted to go up with a shot. It was blocked away. Wait a minute. Let's wait for the referee to sort this out. I think we're going to have a foul called on Johnson Brock.
That foul is going to be on Camden Dollinghouse, his second personal. 3 team fouls for Johnson Brock.
Quickly, 2.2 seconds on the clock. They'll play it in on the side. They get it into Kling. Kling tries to go up with a shot, had it stripped away. The shot won't go. After three quarters, it's a 9-point lead for Johnson Brock. 32-23, our score after three.
And we'll be back after this one-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, a big third quarter for Johnson Brock. They outscored Pawnee City 12-3 in that period. We were tied at halftime at 20, and now it's a 9-point advantage, 32-23, as we move into the fourth and final stanza. Pawnee City has the first possession of the basketball. Anthony Kling on the right side goes in for a driving layup, up and good. Anthony Kling inching oh so close to that. That's 13, 8, and 14. He's 1 point. No, check that. That's 15. He just crossed the 1,000-point mark right there. That's 15 points for Anthony Kling. He came in needed 14 with that basket. He has 1,001 career points. There's a long three in and out. Follow shot. Kaler up. It wouldn't go. And Brody Kaler is going to be at the line to shoot two shots. So with that basket, Anthony Kling, 15 points on the night. He has 1,001 points for his career. And our congratulations to the 5'10 senior, Anthony Kling. His grandpa was my high school football coach a long time ago. At the free throw line is going to be Brody Kaler shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Brody now with 11 points in the ballgame. Makes it 33-28. The lead is back to 8 for Johnson Brock. This has been a hard-fought contest between the Indians and the Eagles here. Two neighborhood teams having a lot of success. Second free throw is up and good also for Brody Kaler. I call them neighborhood teams. I live halfway between them, so wherever I go, it's a close drive. I like that. Here comes Pawnee City with the basketball. On the right elbow, Drew Menega comes up to Kling with it. That's Trey Kling. Now Jet Farwell on the weave. Anthony Kling went past Jet, wanted the ball. Jet hung on to it. He drives on Kaler, takes it underneath. Anthony Kling, 3 from the corner. It's off, no good. Fight for the rebound. Coming down with it is Johnson Brock's Kaysen Dollinghouse. Kaysen goes to the corner with it. Baseline left side, there's a long 3, off, no good. Rebound, try for follow, shot is blocked, whistle and a foul. We're going to have Austin Meyer at the free throw line. Meyer, 6'4", senior. He averages 7.4 points per game. He's got 5 thus far. Here he'll be at the line to shoot 2.
And that's Anthony Kling, second personal foul, 2 team fouls for Pawnee City.
Austin Meyer, first free throw is up and good. He got it, he'll have another. So Austin Meyer now with 6 points for the senior. Looking for point number 7 right here. Austin Meyer, shot on the way up and got it. Hit them both. Austin Meyer hits a pair, and our score now 36-25, an 11-point lead. I think this is the biggest lead of the game here for Johnson Brock, up by 11. 6.5 minutes to go in regulation. This one isn't over. Stay with us. Pawnee City's been giving Johnson Brock a real challenge. Trey Kling with an underhanded lay-in, up and good. Trey Kling, little brother Anthony Kling, got that one down. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Now Johnson Brock's Brody Kaler holds the ball between the rings. Goes to the left wing to Kaysen Dollinghouse. Meyer sets a pick for him. Flips it out to Camden Dollinghouse in the corner right side. Camden feeds it underneath to Meyer. Oh, in and out. He couldn't get it. Austin Meyer had a bunny. He wants that one back. Here comes Kling driving lay-in, up and good. That being Anthony Kling. He's got 17 now, 1,003 in his career. 5:48 to play in the ballgame. 36-29. Still just a 7-point ball game here, folks. Don't go away. This could be an exciting finish. Austin Meyer holds the ball. Goes to the left wing. Kaysen Dollinghouse driving lay-in. Nope. Whistle foul on the baseline. Kaysen's going to be at the line shooting two shots. Probably, well, I'm not going to guess. Who's it on?
That's on number 30, Jet Farwell. His second personal. 3 team fouls for the Indians.
Not a shooting foul. They get it into Meyer. Meyer feeds back to the left side. There's a shot up and off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Kling. Kling starts up the court. Collapsed on by a couple of defenders and then knocked to the floor as Anthony Kling tried to get away for the breakaway lay-in. Who'd they get there?
Brody Taylor's second personal foul. First team foul for Johnson Brock.
All right, so it'll be Pawnee City's basketball down by 7. A lot of time left, 5.5 minutes to go here. Jet Farwell dribbles between the rings at the top of the key. Gives up to Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling takes a couple of dribbles, hands back up to Farwell. They're running a little weave at the top of the free throw circle. Farwell needs help. Now goes to the corner on the right side to Trent Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer feeds it up to Kling. He tried to go with a bounce pass. Nice steal by Austin Meyer. Meyer with some tough defense there came up with the basketball for the Eagles. Kaysen Dollinghouse to Brody Kaler, right side of the lane. Kaler puts it to the corner. Open look, three, right side off. No good. Follow shot, put back up and good. Putting that one in was Austin Meyer. Meyer's got 9 now in the ballgame. And would you believe Johnson Brock still has only 1 3-point basket that happened way back in the opening couple of minutes of the first quarter? Pawnee City with the ball down now by 9. Here's a fall-away shot. Anthony Kling, short, hits the front of the rim. Rebound, Brody Kaler. Kaler's going to bring it down court himself. Goes into the corner with the pass to Bowie. Back to the top of the circle. Dollinghouse had it. That's Camden Dollinghouse. Camden all the way, driving lay-in. He's fouled. Camden Dollinghouse will go to the line, and that's going to be on Trey Kling, I believe.
Yes.
Trey, you.
That is going to be his 4th personal foul, 4 team fouls for Pawnee City.
And at the free throw line, Camden Dollinghouse shooting 2 shots. He's 2 for 2 from the line so far tonight. Now 3 out of 3 from the line, and he has 14 points. We've got a timeout taken on the floor.
We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for. We're glad to answer questions, full service guarantee. Farm and City Supply is where you'll find it. Farm and City Supply is country popping through and through. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
Sunny 101.3.
High school basketball again tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3. HTRS will be at Sterling. Girl-boy doubleheader. Girls game tipping off at 6 o'clock. Lillian Bowen will join me for the boys broadcast in the second half of that doubleheader. That's tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3. At the line for Johnson Brock, Camden Dollinghouse. Free throw is up. Off. No good. He got 1 out of 2. That one would not fall for him. Rebound comes down to Pawnee City. Here come the Indians. Jet Farwell in the corner on the right side baseline. Tied up. Farwell's in trouble. Gets it out to Trey Kling. Trey Kling bounce pass into Anthony Kling in the paint. Anthony working against Dollinghouse. Fall away shot up and good. Anthony Kling got it down. He's got a bucket full. 19 points now for Anthony Kling. 39-31, back to an 8-point lead. Still 3:50 to go in the ballgame. 3:50 to go. Dollinghouse with the ball. Camden Dollinghouse, we have to be specific, with the twin brothers out there. Now here comes Brody Kaler with a spin move to the hoop. What an athletic move. Brody Kaler is just an athlete. That's the way you describe him. He's got 14 points now in the game. Nice athletic move in the paint there for the Eagles. With the ball, Pawnee City's Trent Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer, left side of the lane, trying to get it to Kling. They knocked it away. Now he moves to the hoop. Ball is stolen by Austin Meyer. Austin Meyer's had several steals like that tonight for Johnson Brock. Underneath the Meyer, and there he is. The aforementioned Austin Meyer, the senior, lays it in. He's in double figures now. Has 11 points in the ball game for Johnson Brock. 3 minutes to go. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. Clara and I will give you a rundown of the individual scoring. We'll let you know how your favorite player did tonight offensively. 2:51 to go, under 3 minutes. There's a long three that's up and good. Nailing the three. Drew Menega, his first bucket of the night. And just when it looked like Johnson Brock was putting it away up by 12, suddenly the lead is back to single digits. Here's Austin Meyer laying up. Off no good. It's a 9-point ball game. Still 2.5 minutes to go. 43-34. Johnson Brock up by 9. Indians need to score and score quickly. In trouble is Jet Farwell. He's double-teamed and triple-teamed. Gets it out onto the left side to Drew Menega. Menega for three. Nobody's fouled, and I think Menega is going to be shooting three here. Not happy with himself across the way is Garrison Bowie. I think Bowie got tagged for that one, right?
Yep, that's his third personal foul. Two team fouls now for Johnson Brock, and Menega will shoot three.
Three shots. He hit a three just a minute ago for a three-pointer. Here's shooting three free throws. First one is short off the front of the rim. We've got a 9-point ball game. If he would make all three of these, it could have got interesting here. Let's see what he can do on the second attempt. Drew Menega, 6'2 senior. Shot is up. That one's good. He's got four now of the night. That makes it an 8-point contest. Well, the Pawnee City Indians coming in here as an underdog, even though they were 6-1, have made an accounting of themselves. This might be, in the long run, a good thing for the Johnson Brock kids. They've been winning handily. Second shot is up and good for Drew Menega. He got them both. Got two out of three there, rather. He's got 5 points, and it's a 7-point contest. 2:14 to go in the ball game. Johnson Brock will take their time bringing the ball down the court. Camden Dollinghouse beats it up top and comes right back to Camden. He got it from Grady Behrens. Now goes around the corner to the baseline. Beats it out to Kaler. Kaler collides on the bottom with Kling. Up to Camden Dollinghouse. Shot clock has 10. They're going to use all that shot clock. Now Brody Kaler for three from the corner. Got it! Finally, a three-pointer for Johnson Brock. Brody Kaler's first three-pointer of the night and only the second three-pointer of the ball game for the Johnson Brock Eagles, and suddenly they're up by 10 with a minute and a half to go. There's a shot up on the baseline right side for Pawnee City, put up by Anthony Kling. He will be fouled, and Kling will be at the line to shoot two. Anthony Kling needed 14 to get to 1,000. He's got 19 so far tonight.
And that foul was on number 5, Camden Dollinghouse, his third personal. Three team fouls for the Eagles.
Shot is up and good for Anthony Kling. He has 20. Down to a minute 32 to go. 9-point lead for Johnson Brock. Anthony Kling. Second free throw is up. It's good. He hit them both. 21 points now for Kling. 92 seconds on the clock. It's an 8-point ball game. Johnson Brock up by 8 at home here. Hard-fought contest tonight with the Pawnee City Indians. Tip of the hat to Hadley Secor and the Indians taking on the juggernaut here, Johnson Brock, and showing them a ball game. As I said, in the long run, this could be a good thing for the Eagles to be pushed a little bit here tonight at home by the Pawnee City Indians. Johnson driving underneath. Kaysen Dollinghouse, shot locked away. Anthony Kling with the rebound. Oh, they said the ball would dribble out of bounds. Driving, lay it up and good. Once again, an athletic move by Brody Kaler. And he just keeps pouring them in. I'll add him up in a minute. He's way over 20, I think, now. 48-38. The lead is 10. Jet Farwell's in trouble. He's double-teamed. Finally, a reach-in foul and a whistle with 51 seconds to go. It's not a shooting foul. It was a foul on the floor.
That's going to be Camden Dollinghouse's fourth personal foul. 14 fouls now for the Eagles.
It'll be Pawnee City's basketball under their own basket. Trent Tegmeyer to inbound it. Tegmeyer lobs it in. Turnaround shot. Farwell. shot is partially blocked. It missed. Rebound. Try for a follow shot by Trent Tegmeyer, and Trent Tegmeyer is fouled. He will go to the line. Trent has not scored yet tonight. He's 5'11 junior. He's scoreless. Here he'll be shooting two shots with 48 seconds to go.
And that foul was by Brody Taylor, his third personal. The Pawnee City Indians are now in bonus.
Trent Tegmeyer, first of two. The first one is up and off the back of the rim. Rimmed out of there, he'll get another attempt. Back into the game is Austin Meyer. Boy, he's a workhorse. Austin Meyer has put in a big night tonight on the baseline, rebounding, several defensive steals. Trent Tegmeyer at the line, ready for his second free throw attempt. It's on the way up, and got it. It's good. That's one of those 360 free throws. Went all the way around the rim and dropped. Timeout taken on the floor.
And we'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Boys Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at FastSolutions.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the scoreboard here at Johnson Brock High School shows 48.3 seconds left to play in this one. It's been a hard-fought contest between two fine neighborhood basketball teams. Johnson Brock came in 9-0, Pawnee City 6-1. Looks like the Eagles are going to prevail, folks, but it was not easy. The Pawnee City Indians have really given Johnson Brock all they wanted here, especially for the first half, being all tied at 20. It was that big 13, what was it, 13-2, I believe? 13-3 was the big scoring difference in the third quarter. Back to live action, Johnson Brock with the ball. Dribbling down court, here comes Brody Kaler, puts it to Austin Meyer, and now we got a whistle up court and a foul is going to be called on Pawnee City. Austin Meyer caught that ball, and he's thinking, man, I would like to have been able to shoot that.
Yeah, and that foul is going to go to Jet Farwell, his third personal, and both teams in bonus now for the rest of the fourth quarter.
Brody Kaler is 2 out of 2 from the line tonight, has 19 points thus far, looking for number 20 here. Shot is up and off the right side, couldn't get it. Now 2 out of 3 from the line, he'll have another attempt coming. Don't forget, tomorrow night here on Sunny 101.3, HTRS at Sterling. On KTNC tomorrow night, Sacred Heart Irish are hosting the Diller Odell Griffins. John Nixon will have the call for you on that one. Free throw is up and good for Brody Kaler. He's now made 3 out of 4. I think that's 20 points for him tonight. Inbound the pass. Down court they come with it. Jet Farwell on the dribble quickly. 39 seconds to go. Anthony Kling, free throw line, pulls up for a three. Got pushed back as he delivered the shot. It was short off the front of the rim. Camden Dollinghouse gets it across the timeline. A cross-court pass to Brody Kaler. Kaler gives it up to Kaysen Dollinghouse with 23 seconds. They're playing keep away. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Trey Kling, and that's going to send to the free throw line Grady Behrens. A chance for Grady Behrens to get into the scorebook. He has not scored tonight. He'll be shooting two shots for the Eagles with 21 seconds to play, and Johnson Brock up by 10.
And a Trey Kling fouling out there, subbing in for him. Going to be number 14, Dawson Wilkinson.
Wilkinson in the ball game for Pawnee City. First free throw is up and off. No good for Grady Behrens. Grady will have another shot coming here. Again, just 21 seconds to go. Stay with us for the postgame show. Second shot is up. It's short. Rebound Meyer tipped away. Coming up with it is Kling. Anthony Kling hands it to the left side. Long three off the glass from way out here. Didn't go. The ball goes out of bounds off of Pawnee City. Putting that three-pointer up was Drew Menegan. He hit a three a minute ago. This one was a little too far away. Down to 10 seconds to go. Post-game show coming up shortly. We'll run down all the individual scoring for you. Stay with us for that. Very slowly up court. No reason to do anything with it. Johnson Brock will dribble it out, and that's going to be your ball game tonight. Johnson Brock with the win over Pawnee City. The final score, Johnson Brock, 49. Pawnee Pawnee City 39. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back with the postgame show on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.